Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our friend, Little Nate X, Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate. What up, Nate, dog? How we doing?
B. Mitch, Juicy J, how are you guys?
Juicy JP. Thank you for bringing me the shirt. Nate Dog got me the Bands of Make Her Dance Ovi shirt. I appreciate that. It was good to see you. I also appreciated a lot of... people will give me grief when I leave, and Nate was like, "Nah, man, you're never home. Go home." So I appreciate that, Nate Dog.
No, you're always on vacation, so anytime you're in DC, you should be at home with your family.
All right, dude. Let's talk about some things. I know how you operate. I know you are going to be super dismissive of what I'm going to bring up.
And I will have facts to back myself up. Go ahead.
Well, all right, just, you are not concerned about the Caps' recent struggles. Why?
0%. There's not really any such thing as momentum going into the playoffs. When you are as good as the Caps are...
Is that a hockey thing?
Yes, okay. And I have facts to back it up. When you're as good as the Capitals are and the last week of the season does not matter, guys will not give full effort. The Caps have the one seed locked up. These remaining games going back into last week have not mattered. And let me bring you some facts. The 2022 Stanley Cup champion Colorado Avalanche went 1-5-1 in their final seven games. The 2021 Tampa Bay Lightning, who won the Stanley Cup, went 0-3 in their last three games. They went 2-3-1 in their last six. The 2020 Stanley Cup champions went 3-6-1 in their last 10 games. There's no such thing as momentum going into the playoffs. What the Caps are doing right now is taking it easy, coasting a little bit, making sure the guys get rest. They need their legs. It's been a very tumultuous emotional season for the Caps. Not tumultuous in terms of wins and losses, but emotions. A lot of roller coasters there with the Ovi stuff. So now everybody just has to get their hockey IQ back, not feeding Ovi every 2 seconds. Ovi's 39 years old. Carlson's been around forever. He's, getting a ton of ice time. It's time to just take it down a peg, relax for a week, and then go into the playoffs as the one seed. Worried 0.0%.
But how do you add in, or do you factor in Protas being hurt and missed games, have to get back in the groove, and the guy that basically was like the MVP, Logan Thompson?
Yeah, and so if we want to talk injuries, the injury bug bit at the worst possible time. Protas obviously is the king of DC, in my opinion, and he just had an unbelievable season and is a vital part of the Caps' success, along with Logan Thompson, who without him, I mean, who knows? I mean, the Caps would be a playoff team without him, but he stood on his head time and time again the entire regular season and will be vital to the team's success in the postseason. I believe that they are both, if the playoffs started today, I believe Logan Thompson is ready, and Protas, I'm not positive about. He got a pretty bad cut on his foot, and it's very hard to skate with a laceration across your foot. But everything I'm reading, all the sources seem to say that they should be good to go for the playoffs. And when you're the one seed, you know, you should be able to beat the eight with a couple guys missing. If we can't win the first round without Protas, that's a problem. So, no, I'm not worried at all.
Do you care if it's the Canadiens or the Blue Jackets?
So the Blue Jackets just whooped our butts back-to-back days.
11-1 in 2 days.
It was ugly. That being said, no, I don't think it matters if it's the Canadiens or the Blue Jackets. I don't think either team can skate with us for a seven-game series. And, I mean, the Blue Jackets played great. I was very, very impressed on both days by just, you know, all four lines of theirs were just, like, pretty impressive. And, again, the Caps did not give 100% effort, and you have to remember that. In the playoffs with home ice, I think we beat Jackets in five, Canadians in six, just because Montreal has a better home ice than Columbus does. I don't think it matters. If this Caps team is worried about who we play between Columbus or Montreal, something, again, is incredibly wrong.
Now, I doubt if they're like that. That's a fan thing. That's never a player thing.
Yeah, of course. But if Caps fans are even worried about that, like, you don't get to be the number one seed, lock this up basically last month by accident. You know, you don't trip and end up the number one seed in the East by accident. So I'm not going to sit here and act like it matters who we play as the eight. If we lose to the eight, that is just, that's worse than what happened in 2010 when we lost to the eight seed Canadiens. This team is different. This team is, I mean, this regular season, this season has been the most fun I think I've ever had watching the Caps. I can't think of a season that comes close. Between how good they are, the new additions to the team just all being great, the young players stepping up, the Ovi goal chase, the locker room, all the videos we see, it's just been such a great time to be a fan that I can't sit here and say that I really care about who we play in the first round.
I think that's correct, dude. I think they should roll somebody in the first round, ideally. And
yeah.
I think we all have to wrap our brains around that.
When we watch hockey, and eight seeds always win in the playoffs.
You know, didn't the Bruins have like a 125-point season, and they got rolled in the first round by the Panthers? Was that only like 2 years ago?
Yeah, Bruins set the record for what most regular season wins and then lost to the eight seed. So it happens. We lost to the eight seed Canadiens. I remember it like it was yesterday, my senior year of college, 2010. It was devastating. Mike Green could not stay on his feet. He tripped over the blue line every second he got, and it was just that was a bad, bad, bad playoff round for us. But I don't see it.
When did Mike Green leave? Was that it?
Did he leave right after that, or did he have one more half year in D.C. after? I can't remember. But I like Mike Green. That was just a bad playoff series for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Oh, he played a few more seasons in D.C. after that. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
This is different. What is your bit with the Titanic? You're always like talking about the Titanic. I don't understand.
You know how everybody just has like
it's
a random
favorite, thing? Is his favorite thing?
Yeah, like people just get like a random thing they get very interested in at a young age. Mine just happens to be the Titanic. I've just grown up kind of like not obsessed with it, but kind of obsessed with it, like learning about it, like reading about it. Obviously, as you know, it did sink in 1912 on April 15th. Today is the anniversary. I'd never forget. So if you could take a second just to reflect on, you know, the thousands of lives lost, men, women, and children who perished in the Atlantic on that fateful night. Couple, you know, 100 and so years ago, I would appreciate that, JP.
I suppose I shall.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, so the Caps had Juicy J and Project Pat at the game on Sunday. Has there been an uptick in the shirts for sale?
I hope so. I'm trying to earn my keep around here. So everybody go to my Twitter, go to store.barstoolsports.com, buy your Bands Maker Dance shirt, because it is contract year for me. My contract is up in August, so I'm trying to just like earn a couple dollars between now and August.
All right, good luck, man. I know that contract year life.
Sounds like Bands Make
Nate Dance.
Nate Dance. Yes.
I might be the first person to negotiate a contract decrease just to keep my job. Be like, no, 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 no. Less is fine.
You and I both just retweeted that at the same time.
You Thank
can follow, you.
You
can follow Nate if you'd like at Barstool Nate. Apparently his contract's coming up. Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah,
Did you watch the Masters?
Of course.
I think in some capacity there's a lot of parallels between Rory and Ovi in that they are two of the best to ever play the sport. Arguably the best of their generation, but probably not as good as the people that are really considered the greatest of all time. Like, to me, it's Tiger. For most, it's Gretzky. But Ovi and Rory in the last month have cemented their legacy forever. Like, whatever pot shots or pokes you could make in the resumes of these two men are now over. And I just find it remarkable that it happened, even though Ovi's was with some sense of inevitability. And damn, if Rory's had no sense of inevitability.
Not the way that it ended.
But, like, they both got to the finish line, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of personality, they couldn't be more different. But in terms of people openly hating and wishing on their downfall, it's pretty similar. Like, Ovi's done it all, and he still has people saying that he's, like, not the guy. It's like, he's going to be the first player in NHL history with 900 career goals, and people still, as you said, want to take pot shots at him. It makes no sense. Rory now has a career grand slam, and there were people, one bad shot on Sunday, people were, you know, just doing backflips and dancing around in the street. It's crazy how much people just despise Rory for, I mean, I was going to say for no reason. I get people have their favorites and people that they don't like. I found myself rooting for Rory in a way where in the NCAA tournament, when a 15 is up like 32-30 at the half, you start rooting for the 15 because you want to see history. I'm more of that. Like, I don't have a reason to like or dislike Rory. I just like watching big moments happen. And so if he won, I thought that would be great. If he had this unbelievable choke, I also kind of thought that would be great. I just like seeing cool or historic things happen.
You're
but on Sunday, I found myself hoping that he won. It was like it just those shots he was hitting, and just like the fluctuation between the terrible play and the, you know, next worldly play was so interesting to me. As I will call myself a casual golf guy, I'll watch Sundays. I'm not in the weeds, like just following day to day, week to week. But I watch the big things. I found myself rooting for Rory.
Yeah, I mean the shots he hit that were outstanding. He followed up with something that was just, what the
something
hell was that?
Something you would do, yeah.
No, something you would do. I hit over the trees like he does.
For as wildly athletic and great at sports as I am, golf is my weakness. I am terrible at golf.
What's your best sport?
My best sport? No. I mean, I played hockey my whole life, mostly roller hockey because ice skating's really, really hard, but I've played roller hockey.
Well, you got those weak feet.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know it.
Can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
I would say hockey is like roller hockey. I played my whole life. I was a decent fielder in baseball in Little League. I couldn't hit. I was too weak, but I was a decent fielder. I used to be kind of fast running wise. I don't know. I'm just washed now, but, I can still lace them up here and there.
Yeah, I bet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
sure.
It is. We talked about this yesterday. Like the desire to watch a guy choke, I just find so like troubling. I don't know the right way.
But you gotta realize, man, people are like that. Those who can't do what you do, don't have the dedication to focus on something, they will hate on it because it's easier to hate on you than them to try to go do it and fail.
But here's the thing, JP. I root for the downfall of my enemies. Like, I root for the downfall of the New York Rangers, of the Philadelphia Flyers and stuff like Duke Blue Devils. Like, it's golf is just an individual sport, but people still root against the people that they don't like. It just seems way more pointed when it's at one individual
That's
golfer.
True. And there's
it just
a
seems
history
way more
of it.
Mean. Yeah.
What'd you think of the Mystics draft last night, Nate?
I mean, it was a rebuilding year for the Mystics, as we know. Alana Del Don gone. We needed a new leader to step up. I think getting Georgia was a huge step for the Mystics. You know, we just need the size and the tenacity inside, and that's what with the Wizards. That's what the Mystics got. I think overall, I would grade.
I tell you
like
what, Nate
A.
handled that question a lot better than I was expecting.
I mean, when you have 3 picks in the top 6, you're going to rebuild immediately. Getting Sonya out of Notre Dame, you know, just a point guard, shooting guard with size, and then just following up with power forward out of USC, Kiki. It's just a really good draft. So
I wanted.
I watched her take over the game once Juju left, and if she could play like that, I'll go watch some games.
I wanted Malanga.
JP, Malaga you thought you were trolling?
Victoria Wembanyama.
She went second.
JP, you thought you were trolling?
Nate.
Me and B-Mitch are fans of sport. We know ball. Just because you think that it's a joke to talk about the Mystics, we don't.
I don't.
We
That's why I asked Mystics. You about it.
Well, yeah, I might be a Mystics season ticket holder.
I still think they should have traded up to 1 and gotten Beckers, and if not that, trade up to 2 and get Malanga.
Yeah, but I told you.
Have you seen the highlights of this woman dunking?
I just told you 3 first rounders is better than 1.
I don't know.
You gotta stop somebody.
I don't know. That's true. We'll all find out together.
Nate, these 9 athletes, bro. I tell you something.
Wait, you and Nate are the athletes of the 3 of us in this conversation?
I am for sure. Nate's on my side, so I can help him out.
Some people have to be athletes. Some people have to just go on vacation. That's what it is.
headed to San Diego on Thursday, Nate.
Are you?
Yeah, let's hope there's no more earthquakes.
Beautiful. I've always wanted to go.
When do you lock in for the NFL draft? What's your draft intake?
I'm more focused on the NBA draft right now. I'm doing everything I can to win the draft lottery and get Cooper Flagg. NFL draft.
May 12th is a big day.
May 12th, oh yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have to worry about the NFL draft, hopefully, for a while. You know, having the 29th pick, like, hopefully it's the way that is forever, you know, for the foreseeable future, where it's just, what do I want? Best player available. You know, I don't have to worry about what quarterback I want. We don't have to do the 6 months of, are we taking Drake May or Jaden or Caleb thing every year for eternity anymore.
Thank God.
It stays like I literally, dead ass. Can I say that? Like, I don't care who we take, just best player available. Every position in my, besides quarterback, is a position of need when you pick that late in the draft. Get the best tackle available, get the best wide receiver available, you know, get the best whatever is available, because at that point it's either a fringe, not a fringe starter, possible backup, whatever, but you're not going to be reaching for a position when you're, you know, that loaded or, you know, that good of a football team that we are. So if there's a wide receiver that falls, take him. If there's a tackle that falls, take him. Shoot, like, take a running back if there's, you know, a running back that they really, really like. I trust Adam Peters to do the right thing.
Love that. Coming up at noon, we're going to open the phone lines up for the most, for players that, that fans hate the most. Is there anybody that you think off the top of your head you hate the most?
I mean, people are going to say, like, LeBron and stuff like that. You have to, like, really reach down, reach deep, and think about who affected your life the most in your formative years. And I would say it's J.J. Redick at Duke, Shane Battier at Duke, Vincent LeCavalier and Martin St. Louis on the Tampa Bay Lightning ruined my life a bunch. I think that's my top four. Duke growing up was my most hated everything. The Tampa Bay Lightning ruined the cap season time and time again. Chris Kreider, I'm not a huge fan of on the Rangers.
Duke, dude.
Who am I forgetting?
For me, it's probably like Dunleavy.
Yep.
Boozer. I mean, those dudes I hated. All right, we got a boogie. Landfill's going to kill you.
Hi, bro.
Thank you, Nate. Thank you, athlete Nate.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
Hi, bro.
That's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Plenty for us to discuss at noon. Phone lines are open. What athlete do you hate the most?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.